Hey, welcome to Selling People, Not a Process. This is Eddie Green. So thanks for joining me today. Just wanted to get with you. This is going to be a new episode, actually a new series about marketing versus sales. I think that one of the common misconceptions today is that a lot of people want to try to combine both a marketing and a salesperson. And what you really do whenever you do that is you confuse the sales guy. They have to know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And, you know, unfortunately, it's, you know, marketing and sales shouldn't coexist. You don't see a marketing and sales degree in college. I mean, they coexist within the same company, but not within the same person. Typically, a good marketer is somebody who is great at being able to go out and start the initial stages of a relationship, branding the business, being able to represent and talk about the business, but they are very uncomfortable about asking for sales. You know, a perfect example is we had a person in our organization that was what we called an ERP coordinator. And although she was absolutely fantastic with clients, she was not the kind of person that wanted to sit down and when it came down to it, ask for the business. And, you know, that's so we had set her up kind of in a private hybridized role to where she would go out to networking events and create the initial interest, you know, by having just high level conversations with people. And then whenever it would come time to talk for business, she would take in and set them up for the salespeople so that they could go in and actually close it. So which brings you to the differentiator between a marketing person and a sales. Salesperson is about branding and representing the business. Sales is about going in and closing the business. And, you know, even more often than not in talking with people all over the country and doing the consulting that I do, even a lot of your salespeople are having serious issues asking for the business. They'll have great relationships. They're at every networking event. They're establishing, you know, relationships on a high level, but then when it comes down time to be able to ask for the business, they shy away from it. And I think it's a lot of time is because they're not spending enough time engaged in conversation to actually allow the customer to create the need, as opposed to, you know, you having to create it and then try to close it based on throwing darts at a map, which you've heard me say several times over and over and over. So let's get back to the marketing aspect of it. Let's talk about what that marketing person does. So the marketing person is responsible for the branding of the company. They're the ones that are handing out a lot of times. They'll go to the events. They'll hand out branded materials. They're the person that is responsible for talking the company up, but they really don't get into engaging conversation about uncovering needs, why the company would be their best choice, overcoming objections, and most importantly, closing the sale. So they're the face of the business. They're the ones that are the marketing people are the ones that are out with a smile on their face and the warm, fuzzy aspect of the business. Sales takes that to a whole new level. So the marketing person comes in and they're going to set up basically the relationship. They're going to say, hey, have you ever heard about our company? Here's some literature, or here are some giveaways or some things that have some branded materials. And, you know, this company is fantastic. And, you know, they're out really pushing the brand, so to speak. It's just an awareness issue. Whenever the customer starts to ask the harder questions, well, what kind of services can your company provide? Some marketers are good as long as they're being asked questions that aren't going to be quote unquote confrontational. They're being asked questions about, you know, tell us a little bit about what you do. How long have you guys been in business? How long have you been with the company? Then when it gets down to the meat of the conversation, that's whenever the marketing person works in conjunction with the salesperson and sets up a meeting for that salesperson. Because let's face it, any questions about the organization are buying signs. So the marketer is not necessarily going to be as trained to recognize those things, but they will because they've been in marketing for a while and realize that that is going to eventually evolve into a buying decision, which is where the salesperson comes in. So the marketing person answers or fields those high-level questions, and then the salesperson has to take the relationship to the next level. This is where they start asking questions like, well, what would you need from a company like mine? Have you ever experienced anything pertaining utilizing maybe out services like ours with a competitor, and what was the outcome of that? And if there would have been anything that you could change about your experience that you had, what would that be? So the salesperson needs to come in. They should never, ever be a liability. A salesperson should always cover themselves above and beyond, meet and exceed goals and objectives, but most importantly, drive revenue because they're asking for the business. So a salesperson will be the person that comes in and talks to, you know, has an engaging conversation, an intimate conversation with the customer about needs-based analysis. You know, what is it that services like mine, how could that benefit your organization? And if they can't get to that point in the conversation, then they have to create the need. And inevitably, it be thick-skinned enough to understand that the majority of the time they're going to be told no and how to overcome that. So I fully believe that a no may last through several meetings, and it all depends on the skill set of the salesperson and their ability to be able to overcome that objection by educating the customer fully. So I believe the word no comes from a lack of education. And realistically, that's what we as salespeople have to shift our focus. 21st century sales is about intimate relationship and education. It's not as much about, okay, well, here's the 5-step process or the 7-step process. Those processes still exist, but they need to be conversational and transitional. And a salesperson knows how to be able to move that along efficiently and seamlessly to where it's transparent to the customer, that they don't see that they're going from step 1 to step 2 to step 3 all the way to however many steps you have in your sales process. And then it all boils down to the end, which is where even I see a lot of sales tried and true senior sales professionals stumble and fall, which is that they fail to be able to ask consistently for the business. You know, you can take someone to a lunch, and a lot of times they won't ever talk business through the lunch, which I think is silly. You know, you should always have an objective whenever you go. And I always make that objective very clear. It's once we get past the small talk. So, well, let's get down to the real meat of why we are here. And, you know, this is, you know, I don't say this, so to speak, of this is not a free lunch, but in essence, I'm implying, look, this isn't a free lunch. We're going to talk business because I'm here because I want your business. But more importantly, you know, coming from the disaster restoration side, it wasn't that I wanted their business. I wanted to keep them in business. So my objectives were always going to be about my prospective client. They weren't going to be about me and my agenda. So when you get to the close and you ask for the business, it shouldn't be a one and done situation. You should always be on the forefront of people's minds that you are going to be there when they call and be able to provide a service for them. So, you know, it's one of those situations to where, you know, if you don't ask for the business, they're not going to give it to you. But more importantly, it's always a no until you ask. So make sure that whenever it's as a salesperson, not a marketer, but as a salesperson, that whenever your presentation is complete, that you're closing at the right time and that it actually made sense for you to be able to ask for that business in the first place. So this is going to be a pretty short podcast. That's the differentiation between sales and marketing. I would like to hear your insight, and you can always email me at eddie@tierlevel.com. So I really, truly appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen. And again, this is Selling People, Not a Process. Please go out there, go push it, go share it, go like it, and most importantly, we want you to comment. So coming to you from the new state-of-the-art studios here at Tier Level, which is Check One Studios, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.